Parashat Emor discusses Sfiras HaOmer. So we discuss a little bit Sfiras HaOmer, Parashat Emor, and Lag BaOmer a little bit. There seems to be a little bit of a dichotomy in Sfiras HaOmer. Is Sfiras HaOmer a happy time or it's a sad time? Be'etzem Mitzad Echad, there's Yimei Avelus. There's no chasanos, there's no music, there's no getting haircuts, because it's Yimei Avelus for Talmid Rebbe Akiva. Mitzad Sheni, it's the Hachana for Matan Torah. We're counting the days. It's the only time of the year that we count the days. It says Mitzvah, we don't count the days. We count the days up to Matan Torah. So you're counting towards something which is happy, towards something which is exciting, towards something which is you're looking forward to. So, and it's Dafka, specifically in these days, V'kulo Meisu Mipesach HaLatera, as the Gemara says in Yevamos. That all the Talmidim died mamish at this exact time. This exact time, which is the Zman, the Chur of Simcha, the Zman of anticipation for Torah, Mitzad Sheni, we find Avilus. So what is it? And in the middle we have Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is like here in Eretz Yisrael. It's the biggest Aliyah L'Rega. It's mamish, more than even possibly during, we don't really have a Beis HaMikdash, but Shalosh Regalim, we have, in one day, there's hundreds of thousands of Yidden that are coming to one place together. It's tremendous. The shaila is, B'chlal, what's the simcha of Lag BaOmer? We know that Talmid Rebbe Akiva were Nifter, and they stopped dying on Lag BaOmer, before Lag BaOmer, Lag BaOmer's last day. The shaila is, that's not a simcha. There's no more Talmidim left to die. It's pushed by a process of elimination, literally, that unfortunately they were all Nifter, and therefore there was no other Talmidim. It's not a simcha that they stopped dying. That's the first hara. The second thing is, what's miyuchad about, we know also that Shem Rechav was Nifter on Lag BaOmer. The question is, we find Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter on Zayin Adar, and it's a Yom Tainus for Chavar Kadisha. It's not as man Betzim that they make it into the Simcha. It comes from Shem Rechav, and it's Yom Dihilulo. And everybody's singing and dancing, and everybody, what's this dichotomy of Lag BaOmer? What is Lag BaOmer? What's special about, what's miyuchad about Shem Rechav? Even about Rebbe Akiva, we don't make such a big thing. Rebbe Akiva is Rebbe Chai's Rebbe. We don't make such a big thing on Rebbe Akiva. Does anybody know when Rebbe Akiva's Nifter? I think we don't know. It's in Kippur. Kippur. Huh? You test? Huh? Kippur, I think. People don't even know. We haven't even done when Rebbe Akiva's Nifter. So, the Kamani was in Kippur. Huh? And. It's Man Kriyashma. What day was it? Man Kriyashma. Oh, that's the limud. The shaila is why? What's miyuchad about Rishim Bayechoi that it's such a day of simcha? So the truth is, the Pri Chodosh and other Achrayim also, they say that the simcha of Lag BaOmer is not the fact that the Talmidim stopped dying. It's that after the Talmidim were all nifter, then Bo Rebbe Kivitz Rabbi Sinu Shebedorim, the Gemara says, and Shana Lehem, the Oilim Mishomim Ad Shebo Rebbe Kivitz Rabbi Sinu Shebedorim. And Shana Lehem, and that's where all Torah comes from. Remeir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael, Tar from Shem Rechoy. That's where all the Talmidim of not Tar, somebody else. And that's where all the basically all the Mishnayos, all the Stam Mishnas, Rabbi Meir, and Stam Tosefta, Stam Brais. That's all the Kulu. The Chazal say Alibud Rebbe Akiva. The Mela. That's where all of Torah really was revived. Rebbe Akiva sort of brought back a Tchias HaMeisam to the Torah. Ha'ila ha'ilam shomim, Rashi says mi Torah, and Rebbe Akiva started again. It's the Simcha of Torah. I saw somebody that was Masber. He says he wanted to be Masber. That's the Chilik. I don't remember where I saw it. He said he wanted a Chilik. That's the Chilik between Moshe Rabbeinu and Rishim Baruch Hoi. When Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, it says Nishtakhu kam v'kam halacha. Shlosh meis halacha is. Then Hechzirim Yonis Ben Uzil Be'Asnil Ben Knaz Be'Populov. It says, but there was a Shikas Atura Mamela today that we're not celebrating as Yom Hilula, as opposed to the day that Rishim Rechav was Nifter. Fakert, he was Magala Rosi Rosin. Says that he was Magala tremendous Seidus Atura, and Mamela, it's once again it's the Atura which is we're celebrating, and that's the two Chalakim of the Simcha and the Evil. The Simcha is the Simcha Satera, which is the Ein Ha'uma Uma Ela B'Torah. The Klal Yisrael, the whole Ma'il of Klal Yisrael is the Torah. is the Torah, which is our chibur to Rebbeinu Shalom, Kuchibricha v'Raisa v'Yisrael Chadu. That's our chibur. And that's really, that's what was given to us to be mashlim ourselves, and that's the, we'll see, that's really the ending of the hachana towards Matan Torah, is also the this hashlama, being a person being mashlim themselves. It's interesting, in Parshas Emor it says, in the middle of the Karbonites, so as Pesach and Shavuot, and then in the middle, talking about on Shavuos, also in the middle comes the halachas of Lekat Shikra V'Pei Tzedakah. The shayla is what they're doing. Pesach and Shavuos on one side, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur on the other side, and smack in the middle, the Rebbeinu Shlom sticks in the halachas of Tzedakah. Says Rashi, Omer V'Avdimi B'Rebbe Yosi, Ma'ra Akosev Litnum Be'emtzer Regalim Pesach Matzeres Mikan Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim Mikan Lamdecha Shekol Anoisin Lekat Shikra V'Pei Alani Ma'ra Nalav Kilo Bona Beis Amigdash Shikra V'Karbonas B'Seichai. Somebody that gives Lekat Shikra V'Pei, he gives the tzedakah, it's kilos of his bayin beis hamikdash. Effect of all, but what shaykh is? One's a bayin adam lemakrim, one's a bayin adam lechaveri. Because somebody does the bayin adam lechaveri, that's why it's kilos of he bayin beis hamikdash, that's the chiro of bayin adam lemakrim. It's b'chal no, what's the shaykh is? So he said that that's really, the Torah was given to us to be mashtam our bayin adam lechaveri and our bayin adam lemakrim. And you can't split the two. There's no split, there's no separation between the two. Some people, they're miyuchad and bein adam l'avokim when it comes to bein adam l'chaveri. Unfortunately, maybe it's not the way. Or bein adam l'chaveri, maybe because the other people know about him, bein adam l'avokim. No. But it's two parts of one coin. It doesn't mean that your bein adam l'chaveri is nothing without the bein adam l'avokim. But there are two halakim. The two halakim which are interdependent, and they're both of them are needed, and both of them are halakim that the Torah was given to us to be mashlim ourselves in both of these halakim. And the hachana for Kabbalah Satero, half of the Arboy Mishmoyne Kinyonim are Ben Adlam Mokim and half of them are Ben Adlam Chavir. Interestingly enough, right? It says, Berech Apayim, Belev Toiv, Eine Machtik Toiv Elatma, Yehohu, Vahivis Hamokim, Vahivis Abriyas, Vahivis Tzedokos, Vahivis Techochos, Vahivis Merishorim, Mitzrachim Yerah Kovid. These are all Chira. All these are Nesiba Mochaver, Mechir Lachavskos, Mamidal Emes, Mamidal Shalim. All these are Ben Adla Chaver. Anything which is Ben Adla Chaver is also Ben Adla Mokim. But all these, the Achana for Torah is not specifically in Ben Adla Mokim, it's also Ben Adla Chaver. Now, it's a Shtickle Catch 22, because the Torah was given to us to be Mashtim ourselves. The Torah was given to us to be Mashtim ourselves, but Mitzad Sheni, to be Kerin of the Torah, you need these Kinyanim. Which, if a person has all these Kinyanim, the Kerin is Mashtim himself already. She was Mamish, has all these 48 kinyanim. Supposedly the Gaon says that not everybody, a person can't have all 48. You need everybody together. Rabbeis bonus asu choyel. Many people together asu choyel. Choyel is much more 48. Then you need everybody together to be misached, and the achdus together brings the emes hakim atera. But a person would have all 48 of these ma'alas lachar. He's the adam asholim. How does a person get these 48 kinyanim lachar only through the tera? So how does it work? Which comes first? So lechura, there's the ratzayin and the achana, and the Torah is what allows a person to really be kind of the kinyanim. And the more a person is kind of it, the more Torah will get. So it's a back and forth. The more he works in it, the more Torah he gets. The more Torah he gets, the more he's able to work on the kinyanim. The more he's able to be mischaber to it. The more he's able to be mischaber to the Torah. And lechura, that's the inyan of why Dafka during this time the Tamid Rebbe Kiva were Nifter, because the whole Indian of the Torah is the Kinyanim of the Torah, which has been on the Chaveri, is Nohugu Kovid Zebazeh. If they weren't able to be Nohugu Kovid Zebazeh, then there's Chasaron in the Kabbalah Satero. So it's the same Zman that we're waiting for the Torah that they were Nifter, because they weren't able to be Makabal the Torah, because there was the Etvasa Chasaron, whatever that Chasaron was, of Ben Adla Chaveri. It's interesting, the Korban Mincha, which is brought on Shtei Alechem, which is brought on Shavuos, it's the only one of the only two Korban which is made out of Chometz. Because Be'etzim the Torah tells you you're not supposed to bring chametz. So Revol brings down from the Sefer, he says that, Emunis Yisrael, I think is the name of the Sefer, he says that, what's the pshat that by Shavuos we're able to bring chametz? He says, because chametz is Mesama the Yitzhara, like we know on Pesach. Tzeradvaz, Shavuos Tzeradvaz, he says, we don't find anywhere in the Torah that there's such a chumra Benegia to any machalas asuris like we find Benegia to chametz. That's also b'mashu. He says the only way that we can understand it is by saying that because chametz is mesamel the yitzara, and that's what we're trying to get rid of. Memela, that's why we don't bring any karbanas from chametz. Shavuos, when we got the Torah, the mile of the Torah is that it's able to take the yitzara and turn it into a yitzara toiv. That's the mile of the Torah. That's the mile of the Torah. Memela, you're not to bring chametz. Because you're able to channel b'shnei yitzarach, you're able to channel the yitzarah through the Torah, but only through the Torah. The Gemara says that the Gemara in Bava Basra says barasi Torah, barasi yitzarah, barasi Torah tavlin. And Rashi explains that therefore a person is not honest because of yitzarah, because we have a Torah tavlin. The only way to overcome the yitzarah is through the Torah. It's not shaykh. There's no other way. There is no other way. Barasi yitzarah, barasi Torah tavlin. Like the Gemara, like the Mesil Sharm says, imagine a person, a doctor. Somebody comes to the doctor, and the doctor tells him, take him this and this, he's sick, take this and this medicine. And he, without knowing anything himself, he goes ahead and decides he's going to take a different medicine. He's going to kill himself, he's a fool. Because the doctor knows what's wrong with him, he has no idea. The Ribbono Shel Olam created the Yetzirah, and he's telling you, listen here, I know what the medicine is. I know the way to keep him in check. Keeping him in check is through the Torah. That's really the Simcha L'chura of Lag Ba'omer. And the excitement of counting towards Shavuos is because we got the Torah, and it's the Torah which makes the person miyuchad. It's the Torah which is given to Klal Yisrael that they should be segula mikol ha'amim, mamleches goyim v'koyanim v'goy kodesh. And that's really, I think, maybe what's miyuchad about Rashbi, that we say nasa adam nemar bavarecho. What was special about Rashbi? What was special? Nasa adam nemar bavarecho. He was tremendous. No two ways about it. But l'chur we had Davan HaMelech. We have Avram. We have Moshe. We don't say this about what was miyuchad. What do we find about Rashbi that was not to what I would say is not going to apply to anybody else? But what we find in Chazal is Moshe Merchai says, Gemara in Sukkah says, he says Reisi b'nei Aliyah v'himuatim. He says I look to see who's b'nei Aliyah v'himuatim. Im elefheim ani u'b'nei mehem. If there's 1,000. Me, my son, and I are from the 1,000. In Me'ohim, ani b'nihem. In Shtaimhim, ani u'b'nihem. Kimdumani in Medrash, it says, Im echodu, ani u. Kimdumani. That's the Nekuda. The Nekuda is to be a Ben Aliyah. What's a Ben Aliyah? A Ben Aliyah is somebody that's always looking to grow. Somebody that's always looking to Shtaig. And that's really what the way to Shtaig is through the Torah. Is it through Limud HaTorah, through Kiyum Mitzvot HaTorah, through the whole Esek HaTorah, everything which is Nichlal in Torah, the whole, all 613 mitzvot, every chilek and aspect of the Torah, Torah Avodah Mitzvot Sadam, which is all Nichlal in the Torah, the Avodah Hashem that we're given, that's the way that a person can be a Ben Aliyah, and that's the way that the Simcha of Lag Ba'omer is the Simcha of the Kabbalah HaTorah, the Simcha of the reviving the Torah after Hoyo Elam Shalim, the Simcha of the Seidus HaTorah being Nizgale, the Simcha of the Bnei Aliyah V'Emuatim that comes through the Torah, that in Echanami we're all compared to the Torah. Look around at the world, we have 8 billion people in the world. How many people are looking to grow? How many people? A handful of people are looking to grow. The Yidden, and from the Yidden, how many? And from the... That's really though the what a person always has to ask himself is, if he wants to be a Ben Aliyah, am I growing? Am I any different than I was last year? It could be in a chutasar. It doesn't have to be in a life. The more the merrier. But you can't bite off more than you can chew. But the nikud is always that a person should always be asking himself throughout the life: am I going in the right way? Am I on the right path? Am I a ben aliyah? Am I looking to grow? Am I gaining? And that's sai ben adam lamokrim, sai ben adam lachaverim. And you ever hear people that be machmer and ben adam lachaverim? Like, I just read a story this week. It was on one of these alonim from last week's parsha. So it was in front. But Rabbi Avram Genachovsky, his reshiva of Chibin, lived a few years ago. He was known miuchad for Ben Adam L'Chaveri. But they found in one of his notebooks, it said to ask Yosef, Itzik Joseph for Mechila. That's what it said then. He was nifter, and they didn't know what happened, what it was. They went around looking, who is this Itzik Joseph? And they found somebody. And they said, you know, did you have any shaykhs to Avram Genachovsky? So he said, I had one story that happened with him. This is when I was 11 years old. So I was on the bus, and he walked onto the bus, and I was sitting down, and I got up to give him my seat. What is the school? To give the yeshiva my seat. And he says, no, I don't want to take you. You sit down. And I said, no, I want the yeshiva to sit there. And it was a back and forth, and finally he sat down. And he thanked him so much for it. But he was only 11 years old, so he couldn't really apologize to him. He couldn't ask him for mechila until after his bar mitzvah. So he waited till after his bar mitzvah to be able to ask him for mechila. Now, we would see such a story. What is he thinking? What are you doing? If somebody tells us that he ibermeisters, you know, badatz peris, fruits and vegetables, chumrah, we understand. The other people that are machmer and minam lachamir, there's no chelik between. That's exactly what the Bekutz Kremitz Ketir, the Tzedakah, is doing in between the Moyadays. It's because there's two chalakim that are, and each one is just as important. As a matter of fact, Rishim Kedumani, the Rosh says that Ben Alam Lachaveri is more chomer than Ben Alam Lamakim, because every Ben Alam Lachaveri is also Ben Alam Lamakim. V'meila, it's two chalakim. But the Torah was given to us, it's the Yecholis through the Torah to be Bnei Aliyah, Sai in Ben Alam Lamakim, Sai in Ben Alam Lachaveri. And we should be zeichet to the earth of Lag Ba'Omer, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach.